Or when that thing little.
Is I that mean, really painful? Or you just don't feel. Or you just don't feel, feel much.
That wouldn't like be the worst.
Maybe on your soul. Maybe on your soul.
It can be. It can be painful.
Like
it can
be damn, painful. Yeah,
sad is, that, dick. Is that that regretful afterwards?
That's sad dick.
Sad dick.
I never really had a situation.
Well, we kind of different.
But I never really had that situation, so it's not like
you ain't never had none. That was yo. That shit was lame. Tiny, that was 2 seconds.
Shrimp
well,
dick?
Yeah, 2 seconds, but I mean...
Nah, but tiny, tiny, tiny is short.
Wait, 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 wait,
what are you doing?
Wait, what kind
the shrimp
of thing
dick? The shrimp dick?
I know somebody I never,
just
because like
the shrimp don't mean it got to be short. The sex got to be short.
I mean, what would you call short, though? What would you call
it
short?
It was average.
What would you, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I feel like it was kind of like, it was kind of average.
Yeah, average.
And
what's
then they was doing what they did. They was doing what they did. They knew what they was doing.
You said like that shrimp was like an anaconda. That's how he was
but
giving it up.
But they knew what they were doing is what I'm saying. When it's
it was
like
not
that,
the size
like,
of the boat, it's the motion in the ocean.
Don't
yeah,
say
somebody,
that.
You could be, well,
don't
you know
say
what I'm
that.
Saying. And it's
you know who
very
say that?
Trash.
You know who say that?
Who say that?
Little dick niggas.
I swear to God.
Listen, I don't know. So that's why you ask questions. I guess that's
why.
That's
why you ask questions.
I guess that's why.
That thing better be growing
whip
grown.
It out.
But then you're mad when you get in the car and they have it whipped out. Like, it's just
see,
giving
nah,
mixed signals.
That's
it's
too
giving
bad.
Me,
if
for
you're asking,
hold on, hold on.
Then
nah,
I'm going to show you.
That's
for me,
bad.
We're having a conversation
so
first.
So now, right?
We're having a conversation first before it's going to be just whipped out
because,
when you get in the car.
Because, yeah, this is not.
Like, thing. Are you that type of girl?
Am I?
I'm definitely not.
That's what I'm saying. You can't just have it whipped out for every girl.
Niggas do.
But you tell me to whip it out. We have to do this. Not just a regular thing.
I get shy.
You can't just
not
say
like
that
regular
to me.
Thing.
I get
and
shy.
Nothing happens.
Yeah,
like,
I get
you know
shy.
I mean?
That was so weird.
Like,
that's
like
so
right
weird.
Here. Like right here.
And then,
like right now.
You don't say after that. All right, you pass. And then let's go
yeah,
back.
You're
on.
Right.
Let's go back on.
Hey, let's put it back in your pants.
Put it back.
Let's go on a picnic after.
Yeah.
We're going. We in the park. Like, how do you go back to?
What do you approve after you whip it out? Like, yeah, it can go on. It can go on.
Now we got a regular date.
Now
you go to dinner now because
you were going to go home if that thing was little.
That is so awkward.
I'm now just in my whole back of my head is it big enough for her?
Yeah, right?
That's so like so nerve wracking.
Like, right.
And she might give you that. Yeah, okay. But it's just because she want a free meal.
Or right. Then, or oh! Then
she got to keep the masada.
Or come with the, she go,
Yes!
The
no real right, answer. Right. No real answer.
That nothing. Hurt. I'd be
yo,
so
or
nervous.
Just a head nod.
My ego shot. My ego shot. Yeah, my ego shot.
I feel like
that's
I'm on
so,
a run.
Yeah.
No, that's
paranoid
crazy.
As hell. I don't know.
I don't like having sex and you just laying there with no emotion.
I don't like that.
Just looking at me.
That's not.
I feel like, honestly, I can't call you after that. After I can't. I'm not calling you
and
again.
That's why I need like an emotional attachment.
Yeah,
that's why like
I
can't
you.
Like, because. You don't know what it's weird. It's
like,
awkward.
Are you not feeling it? Are you telling me my dick is not making you react?
Right. Mm. Yeah.
Some people be lying.
Would you finish?
It depends.
On?
How good it is.
Exactly.
Mm. The box bad. Is good because she just laying there. Like,
so
what?
The box is that good.
Okay. It can be.
That shit just running. Drip, drip.
Yeah, that's what you said, right?
Yeah. When this is dripping, either way, shit.
Listen. Yeah, I mean.
maybe she just don't have no emotion in her, but the pussy love it.
Right.
This
so
two
it's,
different
it's
people.
Different levels.
This
yeah.
Two different people. The pump might
not
like it, but she
it,
might
but
not.
Yeah.
I've came across motionless girls, yo, but they really enjoyed that shit. It creeped me out at first.
That's weird.
But I got to know them a little bit better and just realized they were just weird.
Okay, and then you just dealt with it. So like you knew how to handle it.
Yeah,
it's weird. Okay. Pussy top five.
Now
moving forward.
Top five. Top two.
Oh!
Top two.
It's stamp, baby.
Speak on
three.
This. Speak on this speak on this because,
bro, niggas don't understand what comes with weird pussy.
Back
yo.
In the day, right? Like you see all them girls that used to do like all the comic book shit and all that shit and the anime back in the high school and shit. Like I was always one of them niggas. Like man, she might be alright if she don't dress like that one day.
Bro, she's cosplaying on that. She's cosplaying
then,
in that.
So I'm saying, like, I always used to think that shit. So I'm like, bro, all them cosplay women. And shit like that, I got this dude at my job. He a grown man, too. And he be going to them cosplay shits. And I know he be seeing some of them weird-ass chicks that he got in the firebox. But my wife is...
Bro. Those the girls that...
I be
that...
trying to get her into that shit, too.
Are you guys into role play? Like,
yeah,
I'm
trying to do that.
I've never really done that on a serious note.
I took, like, the Robbers and shit. Like...
You do that? That's you're
so okay. I'll bring it to the house. Hell yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'll you got a second floor
window. Yeah.
I love that.
That's what you doing? Give me that pussy. That type shit.
Listen.
Do you have like the handcuffs and do you have the shit?
Not
you
just, yet. I'm scared.
Come on. You got to make it real.
I ain't reached that yet. I didn't reach there yet. Because what if she don't let me out?
Oh,
yeah, I'm not getting hooked. No, ain't no way.
I don't care how in love we are.
My thing is, if it's your lady, you know, y'all but what just if I doing fucked it for up
the last fun. Week? What if you call my kids in the room?
I mean, yo, women don't forget
me.
Nothing.
Be for real.
I'm being for real as fuck. He's married.
That's what I'm saying.
So yeah, she could be married. She could have been mad as fuck last week.
I mean,
you think
okay.
she moved on?
Okay, well, that's
how. This how she know you a freak. This how she gonna get you.
That's how she gonna get you.
Yes.
Yeah, because the real one gonna know. Real one gonna
know your vice.
Right now.
Yes.
This is true.
Listen, women are dangerous people.
We very, very much are.
Dangerous.
Very much are.
But I wouldn't trade y'all for nothing. I would go through hell for you guys. I would risk my life for you guys.
Period.
Every day.
Thanks.
Especially black women.
Okay.
Oh, period. My God. And when I say black women, melanated everywhere. Melanin is my weakness.
Okay.
It's my fucking weakness.
Like, if you get darker in the sun, not red...
What you're good the to go. Fuck? You're good to go.
That's what that
you
means.
Make the cut.
Okay.
That's what all that right. means, I guess. Am I wrong? I don't know.
No, I mean, I feel like that's valid. That's,
is that valid? Right? Like, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, he has to confirm.
I don't. See what I'm saying? When the sun hit me, I don't get red. I get dark. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get
can black people golden. Really get red?
Golden.
A little bit.
Weird.
Kind of, yeah.
How?
And
even when I blush, I get purple.
That happens.
I'm beautifully black.
You know,
black.
I don't know.
I'm beautifully black.
You blush?
It depends on if you're cute enough.
Okay.
I'm blushing. I'll be blushing.
Okay. You
be
blushing?
I'll be blushing. I like when a girl can make me blush. I ain't gonna
okay.
lie.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. What makes you blush? What makes you blush? Like.
I ain't gonna lie. This going. My response might shock you, bitch. Don't fuck with me.
The reason why I'm laughing is because men, as men, we blush over the stupidest compliments. She could be like, oh, your shirt is tucked in very nicely. Thanks. And you just feel so good about yourself.
If you compliment me on my smile, I'm actually going to blush and become a little speechless. Because I think my smile is actually one of my top two best features physically.
Okay.
Honestly. So,
what if a man compliment your smile?
Cool, I take it. Okay. It's 2023, bro.
Like
this nigga's gay.
So you're not offended if a gay okay and then
I'm
that's
complimented.
Good.
I look that good that a nigga want me.
I
love
that. I don't want him back.
Right.
But I'm that good.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I know some dudes that be like, yo, some gay dude hit on me. I'm like, damn, that shit ain't happened to me yet. That's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up. I gotta clean the fuck that shit.
Do I not dress good enough?
Yeah.
Okay, is my clothes not tight enough? Yeah. Right, I'm not showing enough muscle.
Come on.
Like, what's going on?
Maybe back in the day, we might have had a different talk, but now I'm like, yo, I'm kind of mad I didn't get that compliment.
It's like whatever.
Yeah.
This is why I'm one of them people where, like, I love women, so like everything that I do is to make women comfortable.
Okay.
Like, I've learned because I lived with women growing up, so I've learned that. If you really want a woman to be attracted to you, like, naturally, you just have to naturally just make them comfortable. So, like, even, like, the Cat Williams special, like, I don't drink Alizé, but bitches do. So, you just keep the things around that you know women are going to feel comfortable with. Like, you don't want your room smelling like a man when a girl come over. You want her to smell like sweet. So you want to smell comfortable.
Little candle.
Yeah.
Little ambiance.
You get the air diffuser going.
Okay.
Yeah, son. Yeah. Throw a little mitt in that diffuser. Bitch real quick. Some eucalyptus.
Tucking shit. Nah, vacuum, nigga.
Yeah, exactly. I have a cologne collection. I feel like that's crucial for a man. I feel like as you get
at this age, let's get it going. Let's get it going.
I feel like a cologne collection is crucial, not Axe. You can't have Axe out there.
What is
Because now you're fucking up your own body chemistry and your pH balance is off. And no girl wants to swallow your tongue at that point.
I swear to God.
Yeah, no, niggas still wear Axe.
They do.
Do they?
Yes.
Do they?
And they bathing it.
Yeah.
They bathing it.
It's way too strong for you. You got to do one little spritz if you're going to do it. But I'm not even, I'm not with it. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
If I don't like it, women don't like it.
Why would you do that after all these years? You know that shit wasn't.
Because they're manly men.
That was a hashtag, right? Manly man.
Wait, did you?
That's a hashtag? She doesn't smoke.
Oh, you smoke?
No.
Oh.
She hasn't been
This is the second time I passed you a spliff.
Like three.
Really?
It's fine. We're used to it. It's okay. Even I do it sometimes.
She do it all the time. Oh, my bad.
It's a habit. It's a habit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's a passing thing. Yeah. Like, it's like when you.
I already knew it. Totally fine.
It's like if I take your lighter, it's not my fault.
It's not my fault. I didn't mean to do it.
Exactly. It's just like, I just do it.
It's okay.
Exactly.
I'm a drinker, so, you know.
You're drinking?
So you need a little more.
I'm sipping.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I'm sipping.
I feel left out.
That's fine with me.
I gotta make her feel special in some way, too.
Yeah, right.
I've been making you feel special for so long. Come on, stop it.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
You know I'm gonna call away with anything.
Yeah, and I know that's right.
Literally.
And I love
you. And I'm literally stop what I'm doing to pick up your phone call. So, and I don't do that for a lot of people.
And I love you for that.
I don't like people.
You don't?
I don't either.
Were you always like that?
No.
He says that.
What happened? When did that happen?
You sound like what she would say about me.
You don't like people? But I'm good as hell with people. I'm like the best extroverted introvert.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, like, I just know how to talk to people.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know how people function.
That's what confused me. You say you don't like people, but
I understand people so well.
You're just over it.
You really want to go and talk to everybody. Like, I be sitting here like,
first of all,
right, you would think that you feel like that.
We have a platform. If we don't talk to people, we're going nowhere. Yeah. That's literally my first thought when it comes to that. So, my procedure with that is take a shot, take a deep breath. Jump into it.
She's a social butterfly.
Yeah. Really? You don't have social anxiety in no way?
After COVID, I kind of have it now. It's weird because I was by myself for so long. So now I feel like it's just kind of weird sometimes, like being around a lot of people.
Do you struggle with being by yourself?
No. I love being by myself now.
Now she does.
She does?
Yeah.
Yeah, because back then I just used to be like, I had a lot of friends. I used to do a lot. After COVID, we all had to be by ourselves. So it was the first time that I really was just like by myself all the time.
Honest,
so it was just, it was weird, you know, but then I got back into it. But it's just still not all the way the same. It's still a little weird.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the same way. Because, I mean, before that, like, I used to be outside a lot. Like, I used to be outside till whatever. Like, when we met, I was always outside. You know what I mean? But
now you're married with three kids.
Oh,
yeah,
be outside? But you know, but even then,
one's almost a newborn.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, why are you going in? And that's great, congratulations.
But that's true,
because I want him to be outside, but he just can't.
And life is different for some people.
I'm single with no kids and no family.
And sometimes I hear dude be mad about that shit. I'm like, bro, why? Why are you mad about that? I love
because they want it.
They don't understand. Yeah,
I love, but no, I'm not mad about that.
They want it.
I'm talking about being mad.
Single men want what? Men in a relationship have.
I'm talking about dudes that
think all
get
of them?
Mad that they have to spend time with their kids and be in the house with their family.
If you get mad at spending time with your kids, I don't want to be around you, bro.
That shit is weird to me.
I don't want to be around you.
If you get mad and spend time with your kids.
Yeah, if you don't want to be with your kids, I don't want to be around you.
Yeah, absolutely. And everyone should be like that. That's a characteristic that is just
like
that.
Like, if you're telling me you'd rather hang with me than your kids, bro, like, we can hang together. Like, bring your kids around.
We talked about that, too. It probably is a detachment.
Yeah, like, we don't got to smoke, my nigga. Bring your kids around. We go out, do an activity. Like, I tell him all the time, right? His oldest daughter, I tell him, I was like, yo, bro, she's at an age where you should start bringing her around your comfortable male friends.
How old is she?
16. She's about to be 16.
Yeah, so now she...
Teenager.
Love that.
They can tell her the same shit we would tell her, but it has more impact from her because she's not seeing us every day. Like, I tell him, like, yo, she looks at you as the nigga who treats his mom well. If you tell her niggas ain't shit, how the fuck is she gonna believe it if she's not seeing it?
Oh, she's seeing it right now.
I get that.
They gotta see it.
Yeah, they gotta see it.
Wait, so she jumped off the porch already? Like, she's 8
now? Like, she talks to little boys and shit, and it's certain little things. Like, even this example we gave her, right? This little boy was like, yo, on Valentine's Day, he was like, yo, bring me my gift. And I'm like,
That's what he said.
Right? She like, can you bring me that? I'm like, hold on.
What are you telling me about that?
I'm like, hold on. Because I already handled that. I got that.
So I want to double handle it.
First of all.
Right.
I'm like, wait. I'm like, wait. So you want me to have you go to his house and bring him a Valentine's Day?
He said, where's my gift?
Right.
I said, listen, if that little boy don't bring you no gift, block his number. Immediately.
Mm-hmm.
If he don't find a way to get you no gift, you block his number. If I see that number on your phone, you know what I mean? We're going to have another conversation about that.
Okay.
Same thing happens. She talks, she comes to me, she goes, yeah, he didn't give me a gift.
Well, bye.
Her mom told me. I was like, oh, all right, see? But that's what you see. Like, I've been telling you, like, little boys, They got shit, and they worked this generation.
But they,
some kids got to so experience bad. It. Themselves.
Yeah, they got to experience it. And that's the thing. I be trying to like, I'm like telling her, but like, yeah. I'll let you rock. Let her. Yeah. I'm not strict on you because I let you rock because you're gonna see what happens.
Yes.
And you're gonna see how it happens. Facts. But little examples like that, it just.
But as long as you tell her, you know that you're, you know what it is, she's gonna learn on her own.
Yeah.
And I tell her what it is. I be like, yo, listen, these little boys want one thing for me.
Yeah.
And they're at that age.
Yep. Yeah.
Because I know exactly what that was at that.
I know
age.
What I was doing.
I know exactly what that was at that age, and it don't matter. It's not even like it's not no secret.
At 16,
it's not you gonna no meet secret. You gonna meet a little boy who like he might be a good dude, and he might have good mannerisms and shit like that, but also you gotta remember. His hormones is going wild.
Raging.
So you gotta remember that. That's in the back of their mind. That's what it's all really about for them. That's what the goal is.
Facts. Yeah.
You might have a
at
male
that
friend.
Age for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
what else is there for them?
They're trying to get you to come over on
and
a half
not,
days.
It's not their fault. It's just what nature. It's just what nature days. Does. It's not their fault.
Good
but
times.
It's just what happens. Coast. All my niggas we coasting. High grade we
smoking on the highway we rolling. Crackin' bottle we toasting. And with that being said, welcome to Weed and Whiskey Podcast. Guys.
Yeah,
period.
The greatest motherfucking podcast in the motherfucking world.
It is.
I keep telling y'all this. Your favorite bitch that you don't want nobody to know about us.
Always.
Your side bitch knows about us.
Uh-huh.
Your stepmom knows about
us.
Uh-huh.
Even
if you're fucking her, she knows about us.
Yep.
We know what you do that you don't want to tell your friends. Yep. We know because you do it while you're listening to us.
Exactly.
But don't judge you. We're friends.
Just like how you don't judge us.
Yeah, we're in this shit together.
Yep.
We're family at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being amazing. And the reason why you're amazing is simply because we're amazing. And you listen to amazing people. So by association, you're amazing.
Yes, so yes, sir. Preach, brother. Preach.
Keep
preach,
being amazing, preach, bro. Because we don't plan on stopping anytime soon. Actually, we're just getting more amazing, which means you're getting more amazing. I love that about you. Keep growing. Keep elevating. Because that's what I'm doing. And as long as you listen to us, you're just going to be a better person in life. Just because you listen to us. Just because. Not more. Nothing less. Don't question it. Don't ask anybody else. Matter of fact, the person next to you is becoming a better person. Why? Because they're listening to us too. So why not just be great and listen to us and tell your friends to listen to us so you can all be better people together.
Because
when we're better together, we win together.
Just tell people to listen to us in short.
That's all I said. And another reason why you should listen to us is, you know, we only do motherfucking great personalities. And we have two motherfucking great personalities. And y'all know when I cuss a lot when I do this shit, it means that we have fucking great personalities in here. Mm-hmm. And I love cussing when we're hype. We have two people that's going to come here. I've been getting comfortable for this for a week. I already told them this. I'm going to have fun. And when they came into the room, they made me even more comfortable than I was actually expecting to be. And it's just a reflection of how amazing they are. They are on the come up with another great fucking platform that's coming straight out of fucking CT. They talk that motherfucking shit. They say everything that you're thinking, but you are scared to say. They are saying everything. So all my ladies, I know you have those questions.
Mm-hmm.
They got the answers. That's all I'm going to say.
And we do.
So after today, you know you have to tap in with these two beautiful, wonderful, educated, outgoing, interesting, beautiful black women right here. I need you guys to tap in. Welcome to Pretty Like Money.
What's up?
And they Pretty Like Money. If you're watching the video, you fucking know.
That's right.
That's all I'm saying.
I just love the way you put it. I just love the way you came on. I just want to say that.
That was such a beautiful intro.
Yes. Oh,
listen, I don't even yes, have to say
I'm
no more.
Breathtaking away.
I always tell people this. He don't never practice this shit. He just do this right now.
It's off the dome, okay.
Off every the time, dome.
He does this every episode.
Off the tizzy.
Yeah, like literally, if you act... Anybody who actually listened to how I introduce every episode would realize none of them is the same.
Not never.
None. Is never the
that's
same.
That poet in you.
It is. Mm. It really is.
Did I make you blush?
A little bit.
Oh, okay.
I ain't gonna lie.
Those are the type of you gave her a goal now. Now she got it. Yeah. Now she gonna make you blush.
Listen, we gonna end up bowling after this.
Uh-oh.
That's all I'm gonna say.
You.
Hey. Don't play with me. I'm gonna be in action.
Don't play with it.
And I like to bowl. It's been a minute. I'm just looking for the opportunity. And I can pick you up too, so you don't gotta drive either.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. And we don't got to smoke till after we bowl, so I can make sure you smell good the whole time we bowling too. So.
That's very considerate.
That's all I'm saying. Okay. I'm still going to smoke, though. That's all I'm saying. But after.
Okay.
We go out, and everybody see how good you smell and how good you look. It's only right.
Okay.
I've learned as a grown-ass man, when a woman put in a fucking work to look good and smell good, don't fucking detract all of that
by just rolling up a spliff
and smoking in a hot box in the car for 30 minutes driving to the destination.
Smelling fresh like a pound.
Like for what? And for me is, we have a cologne collection. Why would I go through my lens, come out the shower, put my lotion on, find what cologne is going to be perfect for this moment, put it on, and just
perfect
ruin it.
Perfect for this moment.
Oh, yeah. You don't just wear
it. So specific. It. I just...
Listen, I have a collection that needs to get bigger. Some of my go-tos right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got Blue de Chanel.
Love that.
Platinum. Blue Chanel Platinum. Allure. Lucky 1 Million. Versace, the original.
Mm-hmm.
The original YSL. What else do I wear? What's this? Izumiyaki. Fucking love Izumiyaki. Y by YSL. Fucking love that one as well, too. A Man by Bulgari. Fucking love that one as well, too.
Not a collection.
This is all I can think of on top of my head, to be honest with you.
And you know every single one.
Like, based on my mood, I wear which one, because I know how it smells. I didn't know how it smells on
me.
The only
thing I can tell you about my colognes is that I can tell you I got a couple of YSLs, and one of them is blue, and the other one's color in the jar that I don't know what the color is. So that's what I know. I know the color.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I like Flower Bomb. Like, not Flower Bomb. Spice Bomb.
Spice bomb is so good. I love that one.
I think that's my favorite one spicy so good. One. Yeah, it's my favorite spicy one. Yeah. I have a little cinnamon to it as well too. Like,
mm-hmm. That one sets in good.
Nah, some ones, bro. If you learn how to complement your body chemistry, you can actually smell really, really well on you.
Yeah. Spicy like what?
Like
it's like a little like cinnamon.
I don't know how to describe it, like a little, not like
you know how some be like musky.
Yeah.
It's not like that. Like it's like a little just cinnamon, like a little touch of like a little spice.
I don't want you to smell like Big Red.
No, but it sets in. That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. Everyone's
That's now you're smelling more of the base notes. Today I put on Allure. So this is my Allure. Allure has a little spice to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the base note. So just because it start off spicy don't mean it's going to linger off spicy as
well. That's what I'm saying. Okay. When it sets in.
Yeah, because there's three different levels of notes to it. That's going to kick in with your body chemistry. So when you first put it on, you have your top notes. So the first thing you smell is going to be what the essence it gives off.
Mm-hmm.
Then once it sit for a little bit, about an hour or two, depending on what it is, you get the mid notes now. So those are the second notes. The top notes, they waved off. Now you're getting the second head notes. After that, now you get your base notes. So that's when, after everything is left, that's what's left of the fragrance, and it's just mixing with your body's chemistry at that point. So now you're gonna determine if you actually like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, I like to know.
That's why I get a little like samples because you never know.
Nah, I worked at a duty free. I worked at a duty free, so I sold liquor and fragrances tax free.
Oh, nice. Oh,
okay, so then that's when you got into it. No?
Yeah. It is wild attractive when I go in a nigga bathroom and he got all his
options.
Mm-hmm.
Self care. Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
It is.
But that's what I've been learning. Common.
I don't want to smell a fifth of marijuana every time
exactly.
I get with you.
No, like to me, as a grown ass man, you should have the room you smoke in. Like, all your clothes shouldn't smell like weed.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you go shouldn't smell like weed. Mm-hmm. You should be able to switch it up, because I've learned not every woman wants to smell like weed all the time, even if they smoke weed.
If I'm home and I go smoke or something, I got a certain jacket that I put on for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mix up my clothes and smoke and then go put it back, because I just...
Fact.
It's going to stay just on more. It.
Yeah, exactly. Even with her, because she smoke a lot of weed, she don't be smelling like weed when I come around.
To
her.
Me, that's a turn on.
I love that.
Like, to me, that means you care about how you present yourself to other people.
Like, you wouldn't even know that she smell weed.
Exactly. And I'd be high as fuck.
She smoke weed.
Niggas be high as fuck looking you in the face having a real-ass conversation.
And you don't even know. Yeah, you don't even know.
Like, that's how it is to me, because I grew up with Jamaican parents. So it's like, smoking around in the house wasn't that easy for you to do. So you always have to be inconspicuous with it outside. So you have to make sure you clean up all of that.
Eye drops.
Exactly.
Wash hands. Caribbean parents.
The hands is the big one.
Wash everything.
Because you can put lotion on, spray everything. But if you don't take care of your hands,
you're going to smell
like weed.
It's heavy.
Because you're holding the spliff. So that's crazy. The main place where it always smells. So if I know if I want
to Even if you wash your hands, you got to put sanitizer.
Lotion.
You got to put lotion.
All of
it's
that.
It's a process. You get it.
It's a process.
Yes.
Sometimes you gotta wait outside just to make sure nobody in the room before you walk past. You gotta do what you gotta do on some real shit. Okay. Smoking weed as a teenager was not that easy, yo. Especially because it wasn't even that legal.
Very difficult. Yeah, it was. But that added to the fun.
It did.
It added to the high.
So, what would y'all say the best experience as a black woman growing up, as a teenager? What was your best experience growing up?
Best, I would say, like, my childhood. Like, having fun with my friends, like, being outside playing, like, Duck Duck Goose, like Red Light Green Light, all those, like, you know, staple games and shit. Like, I had a lot of good experiences with my friends. And
so you had a childhood?
Yeah, I did.
We definitely had a childhood.
Yeah,
teenage was probably the best because I went through the dumb stage and in my grown life.
What's the dumb stage?
Like, you know, chasing after a nigga, all that type of shit.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do y'all like niggas that play video games?
I don't care if you do.
I never dated a nigga that played video games.
I did, and I don't have a problem with it. That's
what
fine.
What you mean, like all day, every day?
As soon as he get out of work,
play that's games. Fine. That's not, your like.
He got a job.
You're not outside.
I'm still waiting for that response. Like, She's processing it.
Yeah, like I'm not opposing. Like I'm not gonna be like, oh, playing the game. Like, I don't really give a fuck.
You talk to me for a little bit and then go to your game. Just don't walk past me and go to your game.
We're right,
but it's cool.
I mean, I personally, I'm not gonna lie, because I'm just a man that don't play video games. I just think it's a little weird.
What you mean?
I think it's weird.
Yeah, how? A grown ass man who spent most of his time playing video games.
Most of his time is different.
You said a guy that like plays games.
Like most of your free time is video games.
No, we're not doing that.
Well, most is kind of like, you know, if you do it once a night before you're gonna go to sleep or some shit, that's normal. But if you're like not going out, you're not spending time with me, you're not doing. Things you're just like going to work, play playing games, the game, just that's
talking
it.
On
the,
talking that's online so with your bros.
Like, that's weird.
No.
Who plays video games? If I had, which I rarely do at this point in my life, have the time to play video games. It's very difficult to play video games for an hour. So if you're looking for a man that says he plays video games, he's not playing for an hour. He's playing for three.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, the way I look at it is, like you said, I don't. Really have time for video games to be honest with you. But that's because I don't prioritize video games. Some people that's their release. Yeah, I'm not a gamer. Like I prefer I prioritize my anime. Like I'd rather sit down and watch a whole episode of anime weekly too.
I'm an episode person.
Yeah, like but to me, anime brings more spiritual revelation to me than a video game. So to me, it actually has more value.
Okay.
And the anime that I watch, it's not like I'm just watching like just any anime. I'm very particular with how I consume anything. You know, like I have very particular diet with my music, my visual That's consumption. Good. Like I want to be in control of my thoughts as much as I can.
Damn.
Like that's huge to me. Like that's a priority to me because I realize not a lot of people think for themselves. Most people don't think for themselves. The things that you are even telling me and we're having a conversation, those aren't your real thoughts. And when you think for yourself, you know when somebody isn't thinking for themselves. They're regurgitating the same shit that they heard off the internet, off the news, off whatever source they get the information from.
You can definitely tell.
And you can tell because it's word by word. And it's like, bro, that's not your thoughts.
Right.
That's so, like, it's just huge with me. So, like, I need people to always be able to be themselves at all times.
Wait, so before you had your kids, you was, like, really in the game world?
No, not really like that. I mean, I was more outside than that. I was like, I had friends, like, you know what I'm saying?
I was hanging outside,
but I was like, I played video games. If I was in the house not doing that, I'm playing video games, like, you know what I'm saying?
It's not wrong.
But, like, now, like, if I don't prioritize that shit at all, like if I can, I haven't turned my Xbox on in, like, 6-7 months.
Shit, I didn't even know you had an Xbox.
See what I'm saying? Like, that, exactly. So, like, that's right.
It's like whatever.
Yeah. Like, it's just here. Like, so if I do decide to pick something up, I haven't bought a video game in, like, a year.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't...
Games are expensive, yo. The same shit I pay on a video game, I'll put that in the podcast.
I ain't paying $70 for a video game.
That's what you, like, yeah, like, the same shit.
We just broke down our expenses. Why would we put...
I'm honest.
That's wow.
I'm just saying about Jordans. Fuck that shit. I am not paying $200 for a pair of basic Jordans.
I ain't gonna lie.
Fuck that shit.
Depends on which
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
It kind of depends.
Ever since we have this platform, I have to look good when I go out, yo. Because you never know who's gonna recognize you, bro.
I buy this shit until I start making the bread where I can afford a $200 pair of basic Jordans.
Nah, that's not the goal. That's the wrong goal. The right goal is you can't wait till these niggas sponsor you so you can get it for free.
Exactly.
That's the goal. Give me shit for free, bitch, because I don't work hard.
Sponsor me, bitch.
All right, I got love a question. That. I fucking got a question because this shit popped up in my head.
What's that?
Real shit, right? What's that? Don't judge me, but I just gotta know, all right?
Okay.
She told me I can ask whatever I want. What's that? So I'm gonna do it. So if a woman actually have a C-section, did she really give birth?
She gave birth, but not natural. Not naturally. Not naturally. Yeah.
Yeah. She but had a baby.
But she had a baby.
Who the fuck said that?
But not like no, nobody. What is they gave birth? It. I wouldn't put it in that term.
Yeah, like
I had a baby.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Is that technically giving birth?
Yeah.
I would say yeah, but now that you ask me, I'm kind of fucked up.
Because giving birth is honestly just having a baby.
Period. It don't matter which way it come out.
Exactly.
But naturally, when somebody said I had a baby, what's your first thought?
You just had a baby.
First thought of the process? She pushed it out.
Honestly, I don't think about
that. Never thought about that.
Yeah. Maybe we're just misogynistic, man.
Maybe. Because I don't think about the way she did.
In my head, my first thought is she pushed it out her pom-pom.
Even in like the questionnaire where you got to fill out paperwork or whatever, it'd put C-section, cesarean. Like, it's not...
See, I never had a baby, so I never went through the process.
It is the craziest.
You saw it?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
That ringtone is very... Interesting.
Is that your
ringtone? Is that one of y'all?
No.
No. It's not.
Somebody calling?
This is so scary.
Is that one of y'all?
Is that one of us? It's your phone. That is so scary.
Yo.
It was just playing a song.
I don't know. Siri bugging
her. Is it recorded?
I don't know what happened.
She started playing a song. Maybe somebody said something.
It's recording now.
What is going on?
It was like on a pause.
Yeah.
It was like on a pause. I feel like it was recording before. We do this.
We do this. Not the little song.
Got it.
Yo, so we said it's one of the songs? Cesarean.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck this happened.
It was like a little like a
who was that
investigation.
That's wild.
You motherfucking Siri applying. I tell you all the time. They're applying on us. They try and get us because we be saying the truth on this motherfucking thing.
How do you guys feel about abortions being illegal in most states?
That's so sad. I feel like it's. And it's crazy because it's mostly men that came up with that.
That mic. We want to hear what you're saying.
It's crazy because it feels like it's... Well, it is mostly men that white came men. Up with that decision. Exactly. And it's like, how the fuck could you make that decision? You have no right. So, yeah.
If my father rapes me and I obviously don't want to keep this baby, I don't have the means to drive to the next state to get a fucking abortion. How am I supposed to even go on with life? But you made the decision to tell me that I have to keep the baby regardless of what happened to me.
So your first scenario is my dad raped me.
My dad raped me.
That's your first scenario.
First scenario.
Should I judge you?
Go ahead.
I won't. But still, your first scenario is my dad raped me.
Yes.
Let's take those situations out there. Like
somebody raped me.
Let's just say... Yeah. A woman just made a decision to have sex with somebody. It was unprotected. They end up getting pregnant. What's your response then? Should she still have the right to kill the baby?
Yeah. It's your decision.
Do you think the man should have any say in a situation like that? Not the rape situation, in a situation like that specifically. Like I said, they both made the consensual decision to partake in raw sex. And that's the result of it.
I do, but to an extent, because at the end of the day, he might not be around. He might not be around, and this happens all the fucking time. What if he wants it? Okay, but he's probably not going to be around. So it's like you have to kind of consider, which I've been through, what the relationship is. If you just met them, you can't really judge it. If they have a child and you never see the child, you have to judge those things and take it into consideration.
Because
they're going to hold it down. You're going to have to hold it down regardless.
24/7, 365 days a year.
What if there's paperwork that say once the baby's born, he has full custody?
I'm sorry, what?
He has full custody once the baby's born.
But how does that happen? That doesn't happen.
No, the court can permit that.
This is all hypothetical.
Yeah, the court can permit shit like that.
Yeah.
Permit that I birth the child and just give you the kid after?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What there has to be substantial, like, something.
But you didn't want it in the first place.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not.
You didn't want it.
I'm for woman's choice. I don't give a fuck. If you want to kill that baby, go ahead. That's your decision. But
I feel like, to an extent, like if y'all have a relationship, then yes, you make the decision together. But if you just met them, you're gonna have to hold it down. You're gonna have to be the parent. So
no, but in this situation, the man wants it. You all don't.
Right. Like I said, as long as you gotta take into consideration how long y'all been together. If it hasn't been long,
what's up?
That's it. I'm
outside. You want the baby? Here you go.
You're gonna give custody.
You give full custody to the man.
Hey, I'm outside. I didn't want the baby.
That's what I'm saying. You didn't want it, but the man do.
There you go.
It's not a rape situation.
Signing over my rights.
Y'all just fucked raw.
Yeah.
If I don't know you, I'm not doing it. But if I know you and we've been together.
But I want the baby.
If I know you and we've been together, then yes. But if I don't know you and I can't, no, I'm not.
So just because you don't know me, it's okay. It's better killing it because you don't know me?
I think so, for me.
It's something you can live with.
Yeah, because I can't give you the proper care, so I'm not going
to
just bring you into
to.
The world because you have no
You don't have
choice
to. You have no obligation. You could be a deadbeat mom.
But I can't, though.
That thought just rubbed you wrong, huh? The idea of a deadbeat mom.
Because I can't have a child, like, hold a child 9 months, have it, and just give it away. I just can't do that. That's
but
just
there
not,
are deadbeat moms
I just can't
out here.
Sure is.
There's a lot of
right, but I wouldn't be able to do it. So it's like, if I can't physically take care of you and give you the future and whatever you feel you deserve, I can't do it.
It's a little bit different
mistake,
for us.
That's why I take the right measures and I protect myself because I don't want to be in that situation, but I have been.
You
and
on birth
I
control?
Had to do,
very much so.
Yes.
Abomination.
Continue. I know, and I'm not even. And I've been. It's crazy. And it's crazy. It's crazy because I'm even celibate, so I don't even know
so
why.
So wait,
I'm on
you're
it.
On birth control and celibate?
Because I've just been celibate. I didn't plan on being celibate for so long.
But you planned on being on birth control.
But I've been on.
So why can't you plan? Why can't you just plan on being celibate without the birth control?
I can do that, but I haven't made time to go to the doctor and take it out.
Why both? Oh, you have the
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to go through the process. Ah. You have to, you know, have it and yeah.
I'm on birth control to help regulate
it's painful,
my periods.
You know.
What's the weirdest fetish you've ran into from a man?
Ooh, that's
fetish.
A good
weirdest
right
fetish.
That's a good question.
That man just. Like, you weren't really into it, but he was kind of adamant on it.
Smelling my butt.
That's so weird. That's so random.
Is he a dog?
Like, he just wanted to smell,
but
like,
he
sniff
didn't
want to
eat it. Oh, he didn't want to have sex.
That's,
he just wanted to smell my butt.
What?
Hold on. This nigga.
He didn't want to have sex?
No, he just wanted...
No.
Well, smell your pen. Smell the thong after you've been walking around in all day. You just like the butt smell.
He likes the butt smell. He likes the butt smell. I'm so done.
Swear to God.
How does your butt smell?
Oh. Oh my God.
Good,
oh,
I guess. My God.
Let's talk about your girl-on-girl experience real quick. How was that?
Oh, my God.
Excuse me. All right, so, boom, hold up. Let me tell a story.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's no dull moments in this episode.
There isn't. And there isn't.
So,
let me get a little bit more. I got to use the bathroom. Too,
I got you. I got you. I got
to
use
I'm trying to think.
Not pour you on.
Okay.
You don't want me to pour it because you'll be fucked up.
I just didn't
want
to fuck up.
We was at the bar. And she went to the bathroom, and I was like, all right, let me go behind her. I don't know what was making me feel like I wanted to try her.
Oh, you were the girl?
I was the aggressor in the moment.
Do so, tell.
Yeah. So she went to the bathroom. I came in there with her, and I was just like, she was pulling up her pants, and I was like, lifting up her shirt at the same time. And she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, she's laughing because she knows the fucking story. So she's like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I just wanted to, you know, try. She didn't stop me, but she was so surprised. She was like, I'm kind of curious. So I'm like, you know, I want to see what's up. But then I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? Fast forward, went to our house and...
The first time I tried it, I fucking hated it. Because it feels, the vagina feels weird.
Oh, you ate it, not get, I ate
oh,
it.
No, I was the aggressor.
Okay, okay. Right? That's what means, oh, okay. I get what the aggressor means now.
I started everything. The first time I tried it, I hated it. We tried to scissor, we didn't know what the fuck we were doing. Because we not bi. Like, we don't really know, we don't live this life for real. The second time, I came over our house. We got in bed, we was cuddling, started kissing and shit, and then I, like, killed it. Ooh. Mm-hmm. She came and everything, it tastes kind of weird.
Oh, she didn't eat right.
No, 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 I don't think it had anything to do with her. I'm not used to.
But still, when something tastes good, it tastes good.
Men's semen is
different.
The texture is way different.
Do you like the taste of men's semen or women's semen better?
I would never eat a vagina again. Men's semen?
Woman cum.
I would never eat a vagina again.
Never again? No. One never and done?
Why? I just want to see if I could do it. I did it.
That's fair.
That and I fair. Asked her how it That's was fair. And she was like, it was great.
You did a good job.
I did. Yeah. It was fun. It was cute. That's
cool. It was cute.
Yeah, because we both fire, so it's cute.
See, when you say shit like that, it just makes me want to see it on video.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, why would you say it's cute and they expect me not
right,
want to see
that's,
it?
Right. That's what word? What's the word? What's the word? Yeah.
Provocative.
It sure was. It sure was.
Tonight's been a great episode of We the Whiskey Podcast. We've had some amazing personalities on here tonight. And I think personally, it's about time we give Wrap our co-host here a chance and opportunity to let them know where they you can find them.
Okay. I'm Quana. You can find me on Instagram at @yella_honey. Same thing with TikTok and Snapchat.
I need to condense my shit, but I'm Sally. Yeah, I got a lot of shit going on. I'm Sally. On Facebook, I'm Sally Tifa. On Instagram, I'm Tatted Diva, TATTED DIBA _. We have Pretty Like Money. That's a podcast.
Here.
I'm platform. A blogger. I have my own website, Sully Chronicles. You can Google that. You can find it on all platforms. And Quana, you have something
my
going on.
My apparel line getting ready to relaunch is Phi Bella. You can find us on Instagram. I've been waiting
for you to fucking drop shit from that
listen,
shit.
Listen, listen.
She'd be like, yeah, this is the rebrand. Oh, we're going to drop this shit. But I'm you like, haven't seen shit from that shit
let
yet.
Let me explain. Let me explain. I'm my own worst enemy. Like, I feel like if it's not...
Perfect.
Very perfect. Like, if there's perfect in the next step, I don't feel like I should put it out. I've changed my shit like 30 times already, but it's coming, I promise.
But you have shit, it's just not to your standard.
That. So I keep like switching it.
That's
that
difficult.
Means we probably won't be seeing shit.
No!
That's like Rihanna.
Just drop something and then decide if the people like it or not. Just let the people decide if they like it.
Yeah, sometimes you have to just, you have to go for it.
Let the people decide if they like it.
You have to go for it. Okay. If things are not always going to be perfect. Okay. You know, it's not always going to be the right timing.
Imperfect is perfect.
Yeah. And it's hard with writing, you understand. Yeah. You know, no, sometimes you might writer's block and stuff like that. And it gets difficult.
Perfection.
Yeah. Okay. But it's hard because in Hartford, you know, you don't want people to judge you, different things. Hartford, but like being a writer.
Hartford people have holes mentally and physically.
And like they don't understand that type of aspect. Like, you know, writers.
They're basic bitches.
Yeah. They really are, I swear.
Some real shit.
They judge you. Yeah. But it's like artists, like rappers, singers, they talk about their real life experiences. It's the same thing. If I'm writing about my real life experience, it's crazy to judge me on that because that is my experience. Why the fuck? What else am I going to write about? Yeah. What else am I going to talk about?
That's all I know.
I'm living my truth.
Fact. You can't be judged by a nigga who never been to Whole Foods.
I don't know where you got that from.
You been to Whole Foods?
I go to Whole Foods all the time.
Okay.
Imagine the niggas you talk to who never been to.
Shout out.
And I don't judge
never
them.
Never mind. I know somebody who do. So.
Oh, I go to Whole Foods. Which means
they have like a Brussels sprout salad.
I'm fuckable.
A1.
I'm just saying I'm fuckable. I eat healthy. I go out of my way to make sure I eat healthy. So
yes.
You can swallow my cum anytime you want. It's going to taste good.
Okay, well,
that's shout out to saying. The shorty that's trying to swallow us.
Shout out to the shorties that's DMing ready to do that for
shout
my
out
boy.
To you guys,
this is a great episode.
I'm ready to be great in life.
Yeah,
I am a king, and I deserve to be treated as one.
Such. As such, nothing less. Come correct.
Yeah. Yes.
Sally got to use a bathroom.
Yeah, I've been dying.
I love your real name, by the way.
You do?
I love your real
name. My real name? Yeah. I hated it for so long. No, I love your name. It's a pharmacy.
I fucking love
it. It's a pharmacy in New York.
It's adorable as hell.
Thank you.
It's a pharmacy in New York.
I promise you.
Niggas get drugged up off you. It's all
my
good.
Mom was walking out of the pharmacy and was like, this is the name.
That's what I'm going to name my daughter.
I promise you.
It's pronounced Briseli.
Briseli.
Yeah, I ain't put the Bri.
Briseli.
It's very
nice, though.
It's very Spanish.
Yeah, yeah, my middle name is ridiculous.
Someone spell the middle name.
I would never say it, but it's 13 letters.
Go ahead and say it.
I would never say it. Ooh. I'll tell you off camera.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
All right.
Go ahead. Real quick. Okay.
I really don't.
Got him.
Be great.
I got closing words.
Okay.
Of course you do.
He knows the drill. Thank you guys for tuning into Weed and Whiskey Podcast. Mm-hmm. We said it in the fucking beginning. We're the great motherfucking podcast. Everywhere. We're taking over the fucking United States. We're taking over the country. Indians love us. Mexican love us. And if they love us, you have no reason but to love us. Because they're the most lovable people in the world. Because they work for the hardest shit. So, with that being said, thank you guys for tuning into Weed and Whiskey. And it's 2023. Like we always said, this is law by now. Please and thank you. Grab her by the pussy with consent. Be great. Be amazing.
Always.